Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Life is really a single-player game. It's all going on in your head. You know, whatever you think you believe will very much shape your reality, both from what risks you take and what actions you perform, but also just everyday experience of reality. The world just reflects your own feelings back at you. Reality is neutral. Reality has no judgments. To a tree, there's no concept of right or wrong or good or bad.
Maybe you don't have the determination to be somebody better than who you are. And if you want to live with that, if you're good with being who you are, that makes you feel good, nothing I can say to you.
Most people spend their entire lives afraid to even start because they are concerned about what people might think. They tell themselves all these stories. They're going to get laughed at. They're going to get made fun of. People are going to talk shit. And guess what? They're going to talk shit either way. They're going to talk shit if you go and try and look stupid and fall on your face. Or they're going to talk shit if you don't try and you become just a fucking loser. So people are going to talk, they're going to laugh, and they're going to do it whether you go down the path or whether you don't. And so you have to ask yourself, do you want to go through all that humiliation and then have something to show for it? Or do you want to go through all that humiliation and actually be what they say you are, which is a loser?
Well, the story that we tell ourselves is a byproduct of what happened to us, what people tell us.
I guess.
So if that's a story, we start piecing together what? An identity. Oh, well, if that's my story, this must be my identity. Now that I know that's my identity, which, by the way, is a false identity, we go into life looking for evidence to validate that identity. And you will always find what you're looking for.
Be careful about putting people on pedestals. Because the moment you do, you give them permission to look down on you. And there is no one who is better than you. There's no one worse than you. You just have the better version of yourself and a worse version of you. That's what you're in comparison to. That's what you're fighting against every day.
You have to be obsessed with the dream.
There's not wanting it. There's kind of wanting it. There's wanting it. There's wanting it real bad. And then there's obsession. I'm obsessed with it. It's all I think about. It's all I do. It's all I work on every single day.
Champions have a clear plan for success and for achieving their goal. It's not just a random occurrence, because a lot of becoming a champion is about failure. What we get to see on TV is the end product of a very long process of ups and downs. But that process is a very long and difficult one.
Sometimes life's going to hit you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, and don't settle.
Learn to put your own priorities, your own goals on a pedestal. Set them ahead of you so that you can go after them. And after you conquer that one, use it like a rung on a ladder. Go for the next one. And after you acquire that one and you've gotten there, don't get satisfied. Keep fighting, keep pushing until you've gone to the next level. And when you get to that level, understand that there are new devils at every level. You have to face new challenges, but because of your history, when you look back over your life, if you've survived every one of the bad days you've had before today, you will survive this one as well. So whatever challenges there are, welcome them, invite them. Like a storm, invite it to come your way, because every storm has to run out of rain. And when it does, you'll still be standing there.
Do you know that you were destined for something, that your life had a meaning, a purpose?
Mm.
then you can withstand the traumas, the setbacks, the difficulties, the bulk, the criticism, and all the other things.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be.
Feeling sorry for yourself gets you 0% closer to where you want to be. It does not move you even a fraction of a centimeter closer to your goals. You can sit there and feel sorry for yourself, or you can go get a win. You can be pissed off that something didn't go the way you planned. That's totally fine. But the way you respond to it is by saying, you know what? I'm pissed off that that happened, but I'm going to get closer to my goals anyway. I'm going to do something to move the needle anyway. And you know what? You're going to feel better. You're going to feel way better than if you just sat there feeling sorry for yourself. So if something doesn't go the way you plan, go take action. Go get a win somewhere else. While everyone you don't want to be is sitting there crying about what happened, you're out there already building momentum again.
Life is hard. Everything worth doing is hard. There is no easy path. Everything worthwhile is hard. You're no longer spending energy looking for this easy way. You're no longer being disappointed because the easy way didn't work. There is no easy way.
But the only way you ever get there, the only way you get to a place where you can truly stand on the pedestal of accomplishment in life, is to stop comparing yourself to other people, but look at your own goals. Let the mirror be the reflection of the one you have to go after. Best that person every morning. Tell them that you are great, but I'm going to be greater. Encourage yourself at what you are, the status you are at now, then make the quantum leap to what you can be. Whatever you do, always set goals on the pedestal that you can reach.
You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
There are people who will want you to live in your past, about the mistakes you've made, how many times you've had failed relationships, how many times you've fallen off your bike, fallen off of goals, fallen off of your aspirations. Well, it's time for you to stop letting others dictate your pace. Instead of being worried about, concerned about, or fearful about failure, or even consumed by the fact that you have a past, you've already surpassed your past. You've lived days past it, so you might as well make the days count. Now that you are here, start counting now.
You are going to regret not taking the hard road sooner. I know you have big ambitions and you want to do these big things, and that's great. But all those things that you don't want to do, all that work that you're avoiding, is going to be the reason why you don't get there. What you fail to realize is that if you avoid the work, you avoid the result.
If you're going to build anything great in your life, it's going to be through force. It's going to be through complete, rigid dedication and discipline to move forward. And when the people come and they get in your ear and they say, take it easy, you're working too hard, you got to learn to go with the flow, just know that if you listen to those people, you will be exactly like those people.
And every day, the same answer came back to me. Do you want to be on your deathbed knowing that you could, but you didn't? So why do you care about what people are thinking when they're not trying to go where the f*** you're trying to go?
That's going to happen when you get to the end of your life, or you get to a time where this is over. You're going to have the greatest poison in your soul. You know what that is? Regret. I wish I would have did more. I wish I would have been there more. And you will never live in peace by living in regret. So I want to tell all of you, when it comes to success, make sure you make it holistic.
I may not know now, but one day I will, you know, and That's what faith is at its core. I may not understand right now, but I trust that one day I will. And it's not my job to try to understand everything. It's my job to continue to make the next step. Continue to just focus on this moment that I have in front of me.
Does it matter what mistakes you made? It's about the decisions you make right now. I'm going to win. I'm going to go after everything that I've ever wanted to be, everything I've ever wanted to do, and I will not allow anybody to say my W-H-E-N win. What I'm looking for is, when am I going to W-I-N win? When am I going to get my second W-I-N-D win? It comes when you decide that it's not about what I haven't done, it's about what I can be, what I can do. Your past is simply more ammunition for you to get started.
You must get excited. And not just the false enthusiasm of just pure positive thinking. You've got to get excited over some very basic things. One is, get excited over your ability to make yourself do the necessary things. Because discipline is major step one toward personal progress. And anytime a person wishes to, they can make major changes in their life, personally and socially and financially. It doesn't ever have to be the same after today. No telling what you could do today if you really wish to.
I want to be the one that says, okay, I'm going to do it anyway. I know I don't feel good today, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove to myself that even on days that it doesn't feel right, I push myself. The only way to gain confidence in yourself is to build something. It's not to wait for it to happen.
Whenever you think you can't, confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence. It can't be like, hey, I'm gonna knock that shit out. You gotta look over here and say, I can knock shit out. It's belief, and it's built on what you put in to yourself.
Get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for. And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win.
Don't accept that fact right now, and you just continue to try to do things the easy way. When you eventually accept this reality of life, all you're going to be doing is left wondering, where would you be today if you had just taken the hard road sooner?
Faith is knowing a door is going to open for your life that don't even exist yet. Faith is knowing that the only possibilities that exist are the ones you create. I need you to believe with your faith. I need you to know if I'm doing the right things, if I'm showing up, if I'm wearing the seed, if I'm taking care of my business, if I'm taking care of myself, then at the right time, maybe not your time, but at the perfect time that's meant for your life, that harvest, that crop, that dream, that vision, that purpose, that goal, that breakthrough is going to happen.
You see, what you are is a living testament that someone can become great. If you don't believe you're great, you don't know what you're looking at. You've already survived every one of your bad days. You're a survivor. And because you're a survivor, it makes you a hero or heroine in your own story. And if you don't think that that's big enough, if you were to look around and look at the family members who've been watching you, who are amazed by the fact that you didn't throw in the towel when you were down, when you were out, when you were losing, it's because you're not a quitter. You never were born to be one. And if you're going to quit anything, quit looking at your own past.
First step, before anybody else in the world believes it, is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A. Very simple. This is what I believe. And I'm willing to die for it. Period.
I mean, there are no manuals, no shortcuts, no secrets. You write your own manual, you develop your own shortcuts, you find your own secrets. You go where you're drawn to go, and you learn by doing the work. I mean, if you're scared, if it all seems like too daunting, if the machinery of it all seems too big and scary and overwhelming, it's great. You wake up in the morning and you do it anyway.
Don't get better automatically. You only get better because you intentionally make a decision to get better. You have to go from being a person of good intentions to a person of good actions. That's the great separator.
The most important key to achieving great success is to decide upon your goal and then launch. Get started. Take action. Do something. Move. The act of taking the first step is what separates the losers from the winners, or the winners from the losers.
There are times in life when you're going through a hard time and you think you're going through a test. That's not the test. The test is, how do you go through the hard time? And if it's a test that you are designed to fail, how do you handle that failure?
Your story is going to be the greatest story that's ever been told. I'm so glad that you got overweight. I'm so glad that your mindset's all over the place. I'm so glad you haven't been treating the people that you love the greatest. I'm so glad you haven't been working your ass off. I'm glad you haven't changed people's lives or make enough impact yet. I'm glad you got comfortable or complacent, because when you change, the story is going to be that great.
The understanding that winners write history, which means that no matter how difficult whatever the season that you're going through is, just win. Like, keep going until you win. And then once you win, you can rewrite whatever history you want. And that has gotten me through those harder periods, because I just knew that I needed to get through to the other side.
You really want something? You're gonna find a way, ultimately. And it might not be today or next year or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things. When you don't want something as much as you think you do, of course, bro. Just like you said, don't nobody want to live a hard life. We all want to make life easy for ourselves, for our families, for our mothers. Boom, boom. That's amazing. And the thought of that is amazing. It's, sometimes your desire might not be enough fuel. You got to have a strong desire. And when you have a strong desire, that outweighs all other shit.
You are going to die one day, and every single person whose opinion you're afraid of is also going to die one day. And in 300 years, it's probably not going to matter to people whether you did the thing you said you were going to do, or you let people's opinion beat you into submission. And I got news for you. Whether you do it or not, people are going to say it. They're either going to make fun of you for trying, or they're going to say that you had so much potential and you just didn't try in life, or whatever. No matter which direction you go in, it's going to come with some bullshit. You can put up with people's opinions and people's comments and actually do the thing you want to do, or you can put up with people's opinions and people's comments and die with regret. What you choose to do with your life, as long as it doesn't harm anyone else, isn't that important to people. Most people are just focused on their own shit, doing their own thing, worried about their own life. So fuck it.
There is no guarantees. Even if you work hard, there's no guarantee it's gonna work out. I do believe hard work pays off, but no one tells you when. And that's the test. Can you maintain your patience when you don't know when the end is coming? You don't know when it's going to pay off. You just believe in yourself, regardless of who believes in you.
Take ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved.
If it seems impossible, it's even better. You do it anyway. And as you go, like I said, remember that amidst all that machinery, you're the one who's going to make the picture. You and the spark. In the end, they're one and the same. You guard that, because it's precious. Now it's time to get to work.
Maybe this chapter of your life is meant for you to do it alone. Maybe this is the time for you to practice independency, to do the things you've always known, but kept putting off for some reason. Maybe this phase is for you to be a little bored and lonely, because it might be what you need as you're putting the pieces back together. It might not be fun, but it's necessary, because in order to evolve into the next version of yourself, you need to find out who you truly are.
Everything you do, every choice you make, move you in the direction of what you say your vision is. And when you do that, the forces of life rise up to meet you. The reason why most people have such chaotic lives is because they're living in chaos in their head. And as soon as you get clear, it clears up.
You may be in your darkest hour. Note it, night don't last forever. There's a morning coming in your life. Stay down till you come up.
You have to learn to do things you hate in order to do the things you love. No payoffs come without sacrifice. Imagine how much further you'd be if you did things even when you didn't feel like doing them. People think there's some complex formula to winning, when the most basic one is do what you said you were going to do before it became inconvenient.
Practice, 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 and do not accept failure. Maybe it shouldn't be repetition. Maybe the answer should be persistence. Because we all repeat something, but very few of us really will persist. Get out there. Do what you want to. Do not accept no.
No matter how you travel, whether it be in coach or first class, turbulence comes to us all. There is no one exempt from trials. It may seem like others have done it better than you. Some are handling it better than you. The debt that has to be paid in order for you to have the confidence built on experience means you got to go through something. When you go through it, you become it, you become more, and you serve more. You become more so you can serve more. You do more so you can impact more. It doesn't matter how you travel, that's temporary. It doesn't matter what pace you travel at, you just have to put one foot in front of the other and keep going. When it feels like you're not making progress, understand that you are progressing. It doesn't matter what their pace looks like. Slow and steady wins the course.
If you love what you do and it's making you happy, all the hard work and perseverance will pay off. I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball, that it would never amount to anything for me. His negativity towards me made me stronger. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming a reality. Your dreams are up to you.
The more you value comfort, the less you value progress. Discomfort is a necessity for fulfillment. We are made to face challenges, to set goals and conquer them, and to build great things. Realize that the resistance in your mind is the only thing that makes things hard. So embrace the difficulty, because that's where you'll find your true purpose.
We all know when we're relaxed exactly the person we want to become. The question is, do we believe we can become it?
Very few people are going to tell you this, but growth hurts. Becoming the best version of yourself comes with a lot of goodbyes. Sadly, the only way for some people to learn to appreciate you is to lose you. It's really f***ing uncomfortable, but you need to do it if you want to grow. The pain that you feel today, though, is going to be the power that you're going to feel tomorrow.
It's not glamorous. It's lonely. As you start changing, everything around you starts changing. It's not even fun in the beginning. And so you'd either have to have an incredible amount of hope or a ridiculous amount of inspiration and delusion, or you have to be in so much pain that the alternative to continuing this pain that you're in is to try something different because it's the only thing that might be slightly less painful than what you're doing.
Most people lack the ability to master the mundane tasks. They get bored very easily. They don't feel like doing things. They don't understand that to build a life, it is mundane. It is the same things day in and day out, operating at a high level, holding a high standard, executing with discipline. Most people just can't do that because they don't have the endurance to do that. They don't have the fortitude to do that. They don't have the perseverance to do that, which is why it's important for you to build yourself into someone who does. That way you can follow the path to success, because there is only one path. And the only path there is day by day by day by day over the course of a period of time.
You've got to be okay that there's going to be people that don't think you're qualified. You got to get okay that there's going to be some people that want to see you fail. You're going to have to get okay that there are going to be some people that never understand you, that never support you, that never cheer you on, and you're okay to do it without their applause. You're okay to do it without their approval. You got to get to a season and a space and a time where it's okay. I wasn't doing this for you anyways.
Nobody is going to give you anything that you have not earned. Nobody cares how tough your upbringing was. You have to remember that whatever you've gone through, it pales in comparison to the hardships previous generations endured, and they overcame them. And if they overcame them, you can overcome them too.
Courage. Courage is the key to life itself. There are a lot of people who are born in situations where they say, I'll never get out of this, so they won't. I say to people who say, I would like to have done so and so and so. I say, you could have done it. So, I couldn't get out of here. Man, the bus runs every day.
You will offend people as you're pursuing your vision. You even believing that anything is possible will offend people. You maximizing your potential will offend people who are so limited in their thinking that instead of progressing their lives and their mindsets, they want to stop you from being the best version of yourself. And you can either live your life to please them, shrink yourself to a point where they will be happy and comfortable with you, or you can have the shameless audacity to do it anyways, to go after your dream anyways, to learn, to grow, to maximize your potential anyways, regardless of who it offends.
You do what you love, you will work harder than you ever have worked and are harder than you could ever imagine. Your dreams will call for that kind of commitment. It took an insane work ethic for me to get here. It took time and commitment and sacrificing.
If you continue to believe as you have always believed, you will continue to act as you have always acted. You will continue to get what you have always gotten. If you want different results in your life or your work, all you have to do is change your mind.
You feel that pressure inside of you, and it's very heavy. You're motivated. You feel it. I've got to get up in the morning. I've got to do this. I've got to accomplish this. When that pressure goes away and you don't feel any pressure in your life, you can do anything and there's no consequences for it. You'll just waste time. You'll waste years. You'll waste months. You'll never accomplish anything. You give somebody a deadline, right? They'll accomplish in 2 months what it would take somebody 2 years to do without a deadline. It's that necessity, it's that sense of there's a sword at my back, I've got to get it done.
Love your life, you know, find the things that you can enjoy, be curious. You don't have to have all the answers. I'm a hardcore believer that everybody has something that they're really, really, really good at. That could be world-class great, every single human being on this planet. And the hard part is just finding what that is.
It is not everyone's job to make sure that you feel good. It is not everyone's job to solve your problems. It's not everyone's job to make sure you're happy. That's on you. Only you. Understand that you are where you're at because of the decisions you made and the actions you took. And if you manage to convince yourself that it's everyone else's fault that you're miserable, not only is your entire life a lie, but you will be stuck in that misery forever.
Sacrifice temporary fun for permanent dreams, or sacrifice your permanent dreams for temporary fun. And the reality is, a lot of you guys are willing to sacrifice your permanent dreams for some temporary fun.
It's never been so easy to win because so many people are checked out. So many people are scared. So many people aren't doing the work. It's the time to roll up your sleeves and, in many ways, spend the next month getting lost from the world, optimizing yourself, building your battle sheets and game charts, dialing in your daily habits so that you bring it on when you come back out into the world.
You deserve everything you're going through because you'd rather become good tomorrow than be good today. And this immense, universal, and timeless truth is really boils down to the fact every single thing, every single challenge, struggle, or behavior that you ever want to adapt or avoid asks of you to attain it or to fight it in this present moment.
You are capable of so much, yet you choose to do so little. You have the physical and mental capacity to contribute something valuable to the world, and you elect to sit on the couch and waste away day after day, week after week, consuming everything and contributing nothing. You have the option to go out in the world and do something that makes the world a better place, and you just choose not to. You know, there are people that don't have a choice. There are people who are confined to the reality that you are choosing. And even on the days where they feel like going out in the world and doing something, they can't. And I guarantee those people would be willing to trade everything to be able to work out, to be able to go to work. Yet you have the audacity to complain. You don't even see how fortunate you are that you can do these things that you don't want to do. And that choosing to not take advantage of that opportunity is an insult, not only to the people that believe in you, but to the people who don't get to make that choice.
Once you start dreaming about what you can become, the effect you can have, the joy it's going to give you, the return that's going to come, you just start designing this incredible purpose for your life. You can see yourself being uniquely benevolent, providing things for people they never dreamed they could have, helping them to accomplish things they never dreamed they could accomplish. How that's going to make you feel, the kind of person you're going to become from it, the joy you're going to get from it, you just must ponder that and think about it, talk about it, and design it.
What's your life going to look like if you don't do it? What's your life going to look like if you don't fucking go out and build what the fuck you want to build? That you have this little vision in your heart and in your mind of what your life should be like. And what are you going to feel like if you don't go do that? What are you going to feel like in a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, when you die? What are you going to be saying? Because I can promise you, bro, that dream ain't going away.
Most people dream of one day doing something. And because they dream of doing it, it never becomes a reality. If you ever want to do something impactful, if you ever want to leave a mark on humanity, you've got to be able to write down those goals, write down those plans, write down that dream, and then chase it down like it owes you absolutely everything, like your life depends on it, because it does. A life worth living is a life worth recording. You have to write down those things. You have to set these goals. Set them higher each month. Set them higher each year. It doesn't happen overnight, but it happens every day and every night, because the decisions made that day last that night.
Difficulties in life is nothing that stops you, because it is so heartbreaking, because it goes so deep. It carries the potential for the highest transformation. If you want to see it bad, it's going to be bad. What happened to you is not going to change. You can only determine what is going to be the consequence of what comes to you. How will you transform it? Will you let it stuck inside of you and it slowly eats you up from the inside? Or do you make something different about it?
If you recite your excuses long enough, you will actually hypnotize your subconscious mind to think they're true. Most people, you can tell their beliefs by their words. And then their behaviors, the positive psychologists call it a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Often in life, we go back to our old patterns of this means this, I'm not the best, I'm not that good, that people won't believe in me, people won't follow me, what are people thinking about me? We have all these questions that don't serve us. Thinking is the process of asking and answering questions to yourself. That's what a thought is. So when you want to change your life, you change the questions you ask yourself. You begin to take control of the questions you ask yourself. That will change the meaning. It will change your life. The question creates the meaning. The meaning creates an emotion. The emotion gives you the quality of your life.
Hear me very closely when I say this. A person's only limitation is in their development and use of their imagination. The mind could produce anything the mind could conceive and believe. If your imagination could see it, it could come into this world. Whether everyone calls it unrealistic or whether everybody supports it, everything you see started in the imagination.
But Seneca says, a mind that is settled, a character that is at peace with itself, will always be home wherever it is, both in location and in time. Problem lies with us and not with the situation. And outrunning this or that occurrence of that fundamental problem is not a fix, and it only makes us more stressed, more tired.
See, nighttime can sometimes be the darkest time in your goals, dreams, or aspirations. And that's why it's so important for you to set your goals while the light is still there. One day, the light will go out for good. And as it begins to flicker and the days of our lives begin to wind down, you will have a regret about what was, what could have been, what should have been. But not if you go ahead and chase down your dreams. I mean, you hunt it down. You set traps for it. No way I'm letting you get away.
Every being has a destiny loaded and coded within them. People want their dreams to come true. Well, you have to come true to yourself to have your dream come true. But if one establishes an intention, then through universal law, that intention is matched. Because so many people are listening to so many voices in their head. They're listening to so many external authorities. But within each being, there's a destiny trying to emerge.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.